Friday on 702 Drive, and this is something I look forward to all week. We call it Randall's One Song. We spend time with Randall Abrams, who comes in armed with a song that not only is a wonderful piece of music, an important piece of music, but it's a piece of music that we can unpick and unravel and learn about all sorts of other things at the same time. So, Randall, very good afternoon to you.
Hi, John.
What have you got for us today?
I thought that, you know, there'd been a spate of people in the music and music-related industries passing away lately. So we spoke about David Crosby, Jeff Beck,
yes,
Lisa Marie Presley. And I really wanted this week to pay tribute to a very close friend of mine, Bongani Njoli. Mm-hmm. Many of our listeners will know as the voice of ETV. And he, as a broadcaster, was on many other radio stations in Cape Town. But you know, when I thought back and I'd heard, you know, I heard from a friend that he'd passed away, I thought back and I thought, to a degree, I may never have come to Johannesburg if it wasn't for him, because my love of Kwaito music and my belief that it was an important cultural aspect of the change in South Africa, he was the person who told me those things. You know, he was the person who said to me, this music is going to be big. Don't worry, they don't sell it at Musica right now, but it's going to be big and it's really, really impactful. And we used to go, we went to a place that sold general goods, including records, at the station in Guguletu, where he stayed. And he said, let's go here. There are these white label records. They come out. I get them as a DJ and I play them at parties. So we went. And when I, you know, someone inquired and said, would I move to Johannesburg for YFM? It was that belief that he had instilled in me that made me say, yes, I'll do this. So I thought that, you know, I'd like to pay tribute to him from the point of view of the music. And just, you know, he was the most kind-hearted person. So I thought that Lala Mapansula by TKZ, and I knew TKZ, very good friend of mine, was the photographer for all the record covers and knew them very well. Thomas Musangana is in the video. So just, a lot of connections. And I was obviously at Y at the time. And I also knew the record company, BMG, both Dave and Keith very, very well. So, you know, it was like a glorious moment at Y, where the musicians, the radio station were almost as one in creating this cultural moment.
We'll talk about the specific song in a moment, but I want to ask you this, Randall, because we've spoken before about musical trends and things that happen. They happen slowly, but when they become widely acknowledged, it's as if they happen very fast.
Absolutely.
How did it go? How was it with Kwaito?
It was very, very similar. You went from, as I say, white label records, which don't even have the name of the tracks on them.
Right.
And that's quite similar to something that actually happened in Jamaica with the sound systems, where DJs would take, you know, a 7 single and scratch out all the information in case their competitor heard what the name of the song was that they were playing. And that's what white labels were. You went, you listened to them, and you said, I'll take that one, so you could play it at parties. You didn't even know who the artist was. But you went from that to Bongani saying to me, I know it's not available in Musica, to TKZ selling hundreds of thousands of CDs in what seemed to be a flash.
1998, this was the sound of TKZ. This was and is Dlala Mapansula.
I'm a dog.
Some songs that you need to back announce, and there's some that you really don't. But anyway, let's just do it. TKZ, Lala Mapansula. In all the stars that emerged in quieter over a long timeline, some peaking quickly, others slow burners. TKZ, why? I mean, what in particular about the group A and the song B made you pick this one, Randall?
I think, you know, firstly, as I say, I knew the group. Mm-hmm. I knew everybody in the group through BMG and other associations. But I think that, you know, from the point of view of hit makers, yeah. you know, of songs that were quite commercial but still street, they were clearly at the top of that list, you know. And it's very, very difficult. Everybody says, but, you know, it's easy to make a song that's a hit, you know, that everybody jives along to. Yes, it is. But it's not that easy to make one that still maintains the street cred, that doesn't kind of move outside and people say, this thing is not real. TKZ were real. As I say, they sold tons and tons and tons of albums. They won tons of performances. You know, they were massive. But they, you know, people really still felt that they were part of the movement, as it were.
And I just want to ask you this. Is Kwaito a moment in South African musical history, or is Kwaito a thread that is still being pulled through South African music in 2023?
Very, very much still there. If you look at, you know, a lot of work that's Amapiano now. Now they talk about what do they call it? Private school Amapiano. and we forget. We mustn't forget, of course, that Zwai was part of the Drakensberg Boys Choir. So, you know, musically, you know, they were very ahead and adept. I think that Kwaito is part of a change, a cultural moment in South Africa. It has to be because, you know, it's 97, it's Mandela, it's all those things. So you're never going to recreate that. But in terms of the kind of sensibility of youth music, I think that, yes, there is a thread that runs through.
Thank you so much, Randall Abrams. Randall's One Song. Can't wait for next Friday when we'll do another one.